From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Protesters turned out in Saudi Arabia in the village of Al-Awamiya today, chanting, "Down with the Saud," after the execution of a prominent Shiite cleric critical of Saudi Arabia's royal family. 46 other people were also executed. Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr was a widely revered Shiite Muslim cleric who had been convicted by Saudi courts in 2014 on sedition and other charges. The U.S. warned his death would only add to regional tensions. Protests are now taking place in several other countries, including Iraq, India, and the United Kingdom. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Saudi news channel Al-Akhbariya read the names of the 47 men executed, most of whom were alleged Sunni militants. The inclusion of a top Shiite religious figure, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, provoked a regional and international backlash. Saudi Interior Ministry spokesman Mansour Ben Turki insisted that the executions were justified and that they were carried out in accordance with accepted practices. He says that 43 of the executed men had blood on their hands and that they were executed in the presence of witnesses, including a doctor. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Taliban claims it gained control of about 10% of Afghanistan in the past year and that it still holds most of that captured territory. A senior Afghan defense official, while not discussing the Taliban claims, said today that Afghan counterterrorism squads raided a Taliban prison, freeing scores of inmates in Helmand province, an area where both the Taliban and the Kabul government have both struggled to stay in power. A volatile area indeed. This is VOA News. Israeli police carried out a large-scale manhunt today for the gunman who opened fire outside a Tel Aviv bar Friday, killing two people and wounding at least seven others. The motive for Friday's attack remains unclear. Relatives of the gunman have identified him as an Israeli Arab. An Israeli police spokesman told the French news agency there's a strong possibility this was a terror attack, but criminal motives have not been ruled out. Militants launched a deadly attack on an Indian air base near the Pakistan border Saturday, triggering a 15-hour battle. Indian forces, backed by tanks and helicopters, regained control, but authorities said seven people in all were killed, five of the attackers, two Indian guards. An official says they are still trying to identify the attackers. However, they are believed to be members of the Jaish-e-Mohammed, the Army of Mohammed, a militant group based in Pakistan that wants independence for Indian-ruled portions of Kashmir. Speaking in a southern Indian city today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the courage of the Indian security forces. The defense ministry said there were reports about a likely attack on military installations, that the Air Force had been completely prepared to thwart any attackers. First results have been announced in the Central African Republic's December 30th presidential and legislative elections. Two candidates got enough support to advance to a second round of the presidential race, while the balloting and the counting continues. We have this report from Bangui.
With roughly two-thirds of the votes counted in Bangui, the capital, Faustin Touadéra, a former prime minister in the government of ousted President François Bozizé, leads with 31,000 votes, just ahead of Anicet Dologele. As the results were announced, Touadéra supporters, such as campaign staffer Rosalie Emmanuel, gathered outside the candidate's campaign headquarters. The first round is for Touadéra. It's a knockout. Results from the provinces and the diaspora are pending. Katerina Hayat for VOA News, Bangui.
And during his New Year's address to the American public, President Barack Obama looked back at the accomplishments of his last year. He mentioned some unfinished business, such as gun violence legislation. Mr. Obama talked with his frustration about the country's epidemic of gun violence.
A few months ago, I directed my team at the White House to look into any new actions I can take to help reduce gun violence. And on Monday, I'll meet with our Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, to discuss our options. Because I get too many letters from parents and teachers and kids to sit around and do nothing.
Mr. Obama, of course, going into his final year at the White House, he said he gets letters also from responsible gun owners who grieve every time these tragedies happen here in the United States. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.